Well, good morning and welcome. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2017. It is 11:05. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a general discussion. First, we're going to get a welcome tomorrow. That's it. Welcomes. You're done. So you're here. I thought those may not be 100% complete, but your orientation manuals. I don't know why Dan's, Commissioner DeYoung's, is larger than Commissioner Morgan.
It's a great big print.
Okay.
I gave them permission not to put some of the policies that I read online because I knew I could access them online.
Somebody's got something more to know or something like that. And I don't feel shortchanged. I don't have one at all. I thought the first thing that we might do would be to go over the liaison assignment so that we can carry on with stuff. But one of the things that didn't necessarily dawn on me was the fact that maybe at the weekly business session under other, we should have done an official, what do we call that when we do something after the fact that it's been done?
Ratify
the decisions that I've been making over the last couple of days, because we really didn't have the board
authority to.
And I was not the chair. I was acting as the liaison to Public Works, which is really where we could have kind of housed the authority to make the decision for delays, or I think they were the right decision, but I'd like a discussion that could lead to perhaps even a motion that says, you know, the Tuesday and Wednesday full county closures and then the 2-hour delay this morning was the appropriate, you know, board agreed upon decision, and that we ratify that.
What is the appropriate time to do that?
We could do it now. Okay. And it's not terribly official, and I don't know that it necessarily needs to be noticed because it's already been done and it was an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't experience this again, but Wally and I are working on an ordinance that would kind of codify these kinds of situations and others that have come up within my tenure that are not addressed anywhere in state law or county charter or ordinance. So I think it's really important that we, when we experience these things, we figure out a solution so that if and when they happen in the future, there's something on the books that says, no, if there is really one official commissioner, he's kind of it.
There really isn't any concrete process for what just happened.
No.
We haven't had 2 feet of snow in 30 years.
Yeah. It would be kind of like an emergency continuity of operations kind of a thing. And because the charter, that no, not the charter, the ordinance that's probably in your book only spells out the authority given to the chair. Well, there isn't a chair. Or the vice chair. Well, there really isn't a vice chair.
Yeah.
There's only the other commissioner, which that would be me. And that's the chain of command. But even under that, it says at the earliest convenience of the opportunity for the board to convene and ratify the decision of that one commissioner, we need to do that, in which case that would be today. So I think we're kind of doing things the way they're supposed to be done.
Well, I don't know, you know, following through on the various modes of communication, I was kept informed the whole way, and I agree with, you know, it was kind of sketchy there for a while because, you know, my phone said snow, and then it turned out, and I thought, well, maybe this isn't going to. Boy, as soon as I went outside again,
so it was your fault.
So it was my fault. Yeah, I ignored it for about half a second. But I think
the other thing is these phones change. You know, I get four different people's updates.
And the key to it is that Josephine County is not flat like Lakeview, where you say it's snowing 2 inches on this end of the county and 2 inches on this end of the county. It doesn't happen here. And so there's a lot more to consider than exactly where you're standing. So I think it's going to take some real effort on the commissioner's part to say what's going on in Cape Junction, for instance, or
really
on Wolf Creek.
Important part, Commissioner DeYoung, about the on-call schedule.
Yeah.
It changes next week. Commissioner Morgan will be on. There's contact stuff that I'm not so sure you're going to have yet. When I was making the decisions to do this, I was checking in with a number of different people, mostly Rob, but others as well.
Right.
I think your point is exactly right on. If you look at that map and say, you know, Wolf Creek got 12 inches or something like that. My mom and dad had 24. They've gone 4 days without power. They're 2 days without phone service. I'm not even sure if, you know, if my mom was employed, I wouldn't want her coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to figure out in the future, I feel comfortable with the decisions, not at the time of the decisions, because I was like, well, it could have worked yesterday. Well, some people could have, but then they were also doing things to get themselves prepared to work today, and not everybody could do it. We did have things where we have essential stuff that needs to take place. We have arraignments that have to happen for people who have been incarcerated a number of days ago and haven't been, I guess, either formally charged. There's a court process that needs to take place. There's also the clerk's office being open to facilitate different filings, specifically loans and real estate transactions that are kind of being impeded by that. There's all these cumulative effects of people, and I think we should check in. I want to check in with all of the managers and find out what are those things that could
essential
have,
services.
Essential services that need to continue to happen.
And then maybe to take that one step further, could you check with those department heads and say, how many people do you, for instance, do you have, I live right here in town up here,
right.
6 or 7 block. I could have been here, I could walk if I had to. But a list of personnel that could respond and say, you know what, we've got to keep that office open.
Yep.
And if 3 of them live in Wolf Creek and 4 of them live in Selma or Cape Junction, then we don't have anybody that can come to work in that department to handle that. So is that prying too deep into personnel records?
I think that's something that we need to do in the near future, because the potential for flooding situations, I think, like next week or later on this week, you know, could be a different situation.
Warm rain would put us back into 64.
I think so.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a warm rain to 8,000 feet, you're done.
So part of that, there's a couple things that I think that would be helpful. First off, it was our option or, the, you know, to be sworn in before the January 1st or after. I had several counterparts across the state that were sworn in the last week of December. And as effective January 1st, so we would have been in place.
Yeah.
Even though the snow days were happening, so that's one thing that could have happened. We could.
I didn't know that that was an option.
Yes, it was. The court's Judge Baker's schedule was more available after January 3rd, but the option to do before or after was there.
That's not precluded by the charter or anything. I know the charter has
only in the case for this year,
in.
Where the holiday was the day we're supposed to be sworn in, is what gave us the option.
Okay.
But you can be sworn in effective date, so you can be sworn in early effective date. So that's one of the things that I had learned from Wally ahead of time.
Okay.
But the January 3rd date was chosen because it was best on Judge Baker's schedule. The other piece was, I think that one of the transitions of me coming from a county employee position into this, I already had access to county email. And in that, I was receiving, there was an updated on-call list that HR department sent out, so I received that. But Dan, coming from an outside perspective, is all of a sudden getting county email related stuff, but it on his personal email. So I think a transition plan would be appropriate to come up with after the election's made official. What steps of incoming do we put in place that they already, we were coming to meetings, but and yeah, we don't have authority to make decisions, but there are certain information that in that transition should probably be happening as far as email information, because county business shouldn't be on personal emails, phone lists, different things. As they updated the on-call schedule, Dan was actually on call last weekend, and even though we weren't sworn in yet. And it's because we just, I think, just filled in the names that were already there kind of thing. But and so we knew you were. The one on call, but it's still one of those things that.
Well, let's focus on
just maybe having a list made of
transition to what we're going to do moving forward, like right now, because I think that we need to be cautiously taking precautions for a flooding situation. And so I did talk to Jenny Hall, our emergency services manager, and she'd like to do an EOP update. Do you have something?
Thank you.
An EOP update, and that'll be done in executive session because it qualifies under one of them. I'm not sure exactly which, but we've talked about it that way in the past. And I think that's really important that we have that emergency understanding with her and probably Rob and those people. There's a lot of things to think about, to coordinating with courts and what are those ramifications. I know that in the past, commissioners have often deferred to District 7 and what they do. If District 7 is closed down, then we're closed down. But I think more along the hybrid approach of keeping essential services open if possible, people who can make it in. But we need to have that understanding as a board so that when you're on call, that we're consistent with making those decisions.
I agree.
Yeah, I think you need to identify which areas of county government are going to be affected and which ones are going to be needed during mm-hmm. that time, because there's some of them, you know, our health department, for instance, maybe they don't need to be on board.
Certain elements, they have emergency preparedness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's just identifying that and getting it written down somewhere in the policy book that you could, so you can refer to it.
I do agree that identifying essential services so that there is a response in those circumstances, but that we also allow for safety. We can't just mimic District 7 when we have 30 miles, 45 miles that way, you know, in various directions.
We're not the
same. We, our rural areas put us in a different capacity there. So
I think they were using District 7 as the least common denominator. If the city shut down, you know, the rest of the county is probably, I think that's the rationale, but they're more homogeneous in what they're trying to accomplish. They don't have essential services as far as they can tack those education days onto the end. We don't have that. And I even felt somewhat hypocritical saying that the county's closed when, no, we're not. We've got Public Works working. We've got the Sheriff's Office working. There's probably people in parks that are still working and other departments that are still
Wendy came in and worked because we had meetings today. She had to get out.
Building and maintenance. I mean, we're not really shut down. So something of a hybrid of leaving it up to the, you know, discretion of the managers is another one. So something we need to figure out. I think 11 o'clock. Can we schedule a general discussion for tomorrow at right after lunch? You guys around?
We have a 1 o'clock finding of fact tomorrow hearing for Fuzon at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Can you schedule a general discussion?
What time tomorrow?
Whenever. Whatever works.
I can do 9. I have a...
You can't do it before 24 hours.
Oh, got it.
It has to be after 11.
You have yourself.
I know, but I'm here.
Okay.
I'm going to Salem Sunday night. I have the AOC meeting Monday morning. So I'll be out of town Monday, but I'm in town otherwise. But I kind of want to have one before the weekend.
Do we have to do 11:30 or is 11 close enough?
I'd like to do 24 hours, so afternoon would be ideal.
You've got that... Findings of fact.
About one?
Yeah.
How long is that
going to
take?
You guys don't have a lot of findings of facts yet, so it could be very short. I'd say it can't be more than an hour. It doesn't matter. We can schedule it at 2 as long as the board's here.
Okay.
That's fine. And it doesn't have to be long. We should keep it short.
Shoot for 2, I'd say.
Yeah. 2 o'clock sounds fine. So we've got about 40 minutes or so. I think we should start.
Just so you know, with School District 7, before you go to the next topic, they were closed with the order that essential personnel respond.
Sure.
So if we identify essential personnel, we could have a similar policy in place. Also, the policy of what criteria meets closure versus delay, that kind of stuff. But.
So I would entertain a motion to ratify the decision to close on January 3rd and 4th and a delay on January 5th.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
No, I think you made the right call.
Good job.
Okay.
Take the bull by the
heart. It wasn't.
That's leadership.
I want to say it wasn't easy. I was really stressed out figuring out what to do and who to talk to. And
a lot of people involved.
Yeah. A lot of moving parts and a lot of things to consider. So thank you very much. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Moving on. You've got a draft of this that you put together. Do you have that, something you can distribute to us?
I do. I wanted us to see if there was any edits that needed to be made.
Oh, I think we should go over it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can I get a copy of that?
Let me. Do we have the ability?
Email it to Wendy and she can print it. Maybe.
Wendy has it. Is she over here? I'll go ask her to print
that'd
it real quick.
Great, please.
I think that'd be a good place to start.
Lily, would you have a print 4?
Say
it again. Would you have a print 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
So one of the nice things about having an election in November, taking office in January, is we have an opportunity as a board to discuss. We know that, but for the record, there's going to be a number of things that are going to come out that have been discussed with this board prior, and I think that's important that the public understands that. But it really changes once you're sworn in this morning that our ability to meet outside of a public notarized meeting is not appropriate. And it changes things dramatically. So, but I don't think, I mean, a liaison one, we have the capacity to go into executive session for lending, for legal elements and litigation and stuff that needs to be. The press is always invited and welcome to attend those things. But otherwise, general discussions have served the board well in the past. We haven't done that many in the last couple of years, but I know that the prior boards that I've served with, this is year 7 and 8 commissioner that I'm serving with. Terry served with 9 or 10.
9, 10.
Two more. And we had them regularly so that we were keeping updates on what's going on and didn't feel constrained by the open public meeting law to be able to talk about things as they come up. Not necessarily for decision. I think we keep decisions as much as possible to the weekly business session, but most of the time, there's a fair amount of deliberation and bringing people up to speed before you make a decision, and that's the discussion that I'd like to see us have on a regular basis. So I think for the next short duration, that we should schedule 2 general discussions at least a week and give them plenty of time for people to...
I'd be in favor of that. I'd be in favor of more rather than less.
Yeah.
You know, we had over on the city side, we call it a workshop.
Yeah.
You know, basically you could speak openly and get your discussion out of the way. And it also gave the opportunity for everybody to, thank you, for everybody to say if there's anything else, any information that needed, information we needed, and it's time to compile that. So more wouldn't hurt me a bit on that.
We were discussing general discussions and having 2 of those a week. I've been having those very regularly.
Fully support that. I think the more often, I think we need to have them regularly and frequently. And
the other thing is that the staff and I have probably spent the last 6 years refining our processes and when we have meetings and what we try to accomplish and the office procedures. But they're really open to, if you say, this isn't working, our calendar for our weekly business session was derived about 5 years ago in trying to accomplish the most amount of opportunity for the people to address issues. I am not in favor of counties where they say you can't address an issue that's on the agenda. I've read the ORSs and there's nothing. In fact, not giving people an opportunity is a bigger violation. Not giving people an opportunity to speak on an issue that's on the agenda is a bigger violation to me than addressing something as information coming that didn't have time to be digested. I don't get that. That's the whole reason why we take public comment, in my opinion. But we can definitely, different organizations have different perspectives on that. Different people. So.
Now, under public comment, you have your 3 minutes, and for instance, we say, well, it's does not pertain to anything that's on the agenda. You give them opportunity of public comment at each agenda item as it's addressed.
No, we've done that in the past, and I don't think that served the board well.
Okay.
There was one instance that I remember. We had 11 agenda items, and there was a gentleman who spent 33 minutes. More than all members of the board speaking in deliberation combined on the subject matter that was addressed. And that was not in the best interest of the board or the public. That was a 4-hour-plus meeting. And so I really feel, and there's been tons of examples of where people have addressed a number of different issues in their 3 minutes. The other thing that people need to understand is we provide probably more time than any other board in the state that I'm aware of before we make a decision. Our administrative calendar is done on Thursday. We publish that agenda for the weekly business session that's compiled there either Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, which provides almost 6 days for people to digest the situation, get information, and make a comment outside of the 3 minutes. So they can provide an email to one or all of us. They can make a phone call. They can engage with us at Safeway on the way. So there's a lot of opportunity that is outside of the 3 minutes is your last-ditch effort, as I see.
That's your microphone time.
That's where you get to speak it for publicly to everybody. But I weigh an email or a phone call, if not more so, than a public comment over there, personally, because I've got an opportunity to exchange with them. I don't like the back and forth in the 3 minutes. It's not fair to the constituent. That's their 3 minutes. It's not ours. So.
Well, and there's a lot of people who take the time to contact us because they don't want ridiculed by other people.
Yeah.
And then we also have the same people that speak over and over and over again that...
Sometimes repetitive.
Correct. So you have to weigh it all. And that's, we found that with another topic next door, that we received so many emails on a topic. And yes, they were all entered into the record, but it wasn't something that everybody else was hearing to see that we had received a massive amount of feedback that wasn't public.
I think we've reached a good balance in our agenda, but if you guys feel in time we need to adjust it. We also take public comment before we make actions. We review the administrative calendar so that people know the meat of potentially controversial. Administrative elements on the agenda are made up of things that are changes in the budget or changes in policy. And if things are not changes in policy and not changes in the budget, those are considered consent calendar items and aren't explained at the weekly business session. They're reviewed at the admin meeting, but they don't go on the admin calendar. And the admin calendar is reviewed, we take public comment, and then we come back and we make decisions on the admin calendar, then move into the consent calendar. That's our weekly business session.
Has there been any thought to having a general discussion added that would be available for the public to bring items to the commission?
Public can bring items to the board at a general discussion when they ask the office to do so.
So they just have to be asked to be put on the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is possible
Absolutely. And that has happened several times.
Okay.
Is there any opportunity in the process for back and forth, other than just say, you know, come into the office and we'll talk about it?
Not during the weekly business session, and I discourage that. It's really, most of the time, it always dissolves into something that's not necessarily productive.
Well, and you know, there's good and bad on both of it, but you're absolutely right when you made the statement that that's the constituents' time. They get 3 minutes, and, you know, if you're busy interrupting them trying to answer, and
it's still taken away.
You're taken away from their time. So, okay. All right.
And you're not supposed to reach a resolve at the weekly business session. That's been determined. Those decisions should be made unless there's an emergency, and that's why we have item for any other business that's provided for in the ORS, is if there's something that needs to come before the board that wasn't, could not have been properly noticed, that's what that provision is for, and that's appropriate. The agendas are not supposed to restrict the governing body from acting on taking actions on items that need to be done.
Okay.
They're just supposed to provide the most possible opportunity for the public to understand and get up. 24 hours is what we're required to do, and we do 6 days. So we err on the side of as much as possible. So there's going to be so much to go over, but I'd really like to start with this so that the staff has an idea of where we're going.
Sure.
The other thing is that I think it would be really behoove us after this that I'll send out an email if the board agrees to all of the managers requesting that we exchange with the liaisons of their goals for 2017, and then you guys can compile those, we'll all compile those, we'll bring them back together, and then we'll have a goal setting session of the board, and I think that should be like a one pager, 10 max of the main issues that we want to accomplish, and then we've never done this, but we were supposed to do a subset of goals for each department that we all understand that's what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the year comes up and people are bringing things to the board, it's like, oh, we know that because that's what we were discussing and agreed upon. I like that because I don't want a department to go in a direction that the board doesn't necessarily endorse. That doesn't serve anybody well when they've done all this work on, give an example of Whitehorse Park as redevelopment. Well, that's not what this board wants to be done. So why did you go to all that work? Well, that was one of my goals. Well, we never saw that. We're seeing it at the 11th hour. And no, we want you to work on White Rosemary.
Indian Mary.
Or something. That's a stupid example, but I just want us all to be tracking in the same direction.
Or a soccer park where you don't have permission to build.
Yeah, stuff like
not
that.
Saying that that's happened anywhere else, but it is a good example of us being on the same page. And I think it's an area that we're going to see coming up with the proposed amendments coming from Planning Community Development.
That's the number one that I see. They could be going in directions that may not be exactly where we want to.
And I think that's an area that, you know, okay, fine. If some of the public thinks that the right response is bringing a petition to have somebody fired, I don't think this is a fire situation. I think this is we as a board need to get direction of where we think it needs to go and or be confirming that the goals are the right goals. And this is an example of that we can help.
Mm-hmm.
So, And looking at the list, the only thing that I was wondering is we kind of split up some economic development, but I realized that a couple of them probably should go with. I met with Shoretti a week or two ago, and the Rogue Workforce Job Council and Regional Solutions I think should go with the Shoretti ones.
Okay. Let's go through your list, Ms. Morgan.
Okay.
Start at the top.
Airports and public health, fairgrounds and juvenile are the departments. And then the elected official, the DA, requested that I work with him.
Okay.
Let's and okay.
Commissioner Dion.
And I've got Veteran Services, Community Corrections, Public Works. Sheriff Daniels has expressed an interest that I work with them,
mm-hmm.
and also the clerk.
Okay. That sounds great. And I've got parks, facilities, building and maintenance, forestry, building and safety, planning, community development, and property management. The elected officials are the surveyor, the assessor, and the treasurer tax collector. So we get everybody. It seems like we've got more electeds. Like legal.
I moved legal to the very bottom in a format differently because
I like that.
The three, it was a portion that report to the full board, but the liaisons, the chair, were those three, and then the legal, emergency services, and the, just kind of, mm-hmm. I put them all in the same category, so.
I still don't see legal, I'm sorry.
Bottom right corner.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying that the whole bottom box here is just no real liaison, just all three?
Reports to the full board?
Full board?
Yeah, the gray at the bottom reports to the full board with a liaison as the chair.
Okay.
Right. Oh, okay.
I assume, I don't know, because we all have access to any of them at any time. So I did not change the wording of report to full board liaison chair. That was there already.
Yep.
But with Mr. Hicks available to all of us, that's why I moved him down to the bottom.
I don't mind IT coming out of there. That is not something that needs to be special. But we can address that.
I'd be happy to have IT. Coming out of my previous job, I worked very closely with IT to the point that I had administrative access in the computers to change things because I worked.
Yeah, it's not the same as HR and finance, in my opinion. It's more of a specialty element rather than a general.
Yeah.
So if
IT and GIS, I'd be happy to take.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you about IT, Lily. You can have it.
I speak the language.
But the other ones make sense.
So where are you moving IT and GIS?
I put them to the very top of the list.
They're a department.
As a department.
But they're combined?
Well, GIS falls under IT.
Isn't communications in that, too?
Communications is...
All three of those go up.
All three of
those. Well, I'm okay with that. Obviously, I know radios. I know computers and phones. So
this...
Yep.
Just IT up here, then?
Communications is defined as... Is it defined as the phones or is it defined as the radio?
It's the phones.
Okay, so phones is under IT. So those three are all together.
Yes, and they're all...
Let's move that whole category up.
Okay.
So they're going to be listed as separate departments then, or I'm just moving IT?
Honestly, GIS and communications both fall under IT's authority, so I think IT at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Both those are subcategories.
I'll help you out on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so that looks... So we're good with the programs... And electeds.
I'm okay with the tops. If we need to look at the agencies and committees, that was one
That's
of the
nice.
Things. Okay. Anything else that you had a feeling for?
We can go.
No, I did talk to Shoretti myself, and I'd like that one. I think.
Yeah.
So I think we're all set on that.
I'm up currently the Regional Solutions, and that is that's a different kind of an appointment, but I'm happy to give that one to, I think it falls more in the category of, you've got to be creative, and I want to, liaison close with that, with you.
Okay.
We've got to work our connections on that. So the last major Regional Solutions, we can talk about that one later.
Okay.
But that one definitely we can move over.
Okay.
Why don't you go through yours, Lily?
Okay, so Merlin North Sewer District, Ivy Airport, Grants Pass Airport Board, Mental Health Board, Board of Health, Southern Oregon.
TD Services.
Yes, I was trying to remember, is it Disability Services?
I think so.
Developmentally Delayed Services.
Developmentally Disabled.
Correct. And then the next three, I had questions of if they should be under me. I think those should move to with the economic development of the chamber. So ready, kind of.
I agree.
Okay.
So Rogue Workforce and Regional Solutions goes over to me, right?
And Job Council.
And Job Council.
Job Council is really the full board right now because there's no real Job Council. That's a litigation element. So
okay.
You could probably remove that one.
Yeah, let's pull that.
It's not.
Sounds good. And so then Fair Board, 911 Board, the EMS Board, which is like medical, AMR, Emergency Management Board, JOCO Citizen Corps, and LADPC, LIPSIC, and then CASA, and Child Advocacy.
That's all good to me.
Okay.
Commissioner Young, I'm good. You can go through your list if you want to.
And I'm Soretti Liaison of the Chamber of Commerce, Government Affairs, Chamber DR&E, Chamber of Commerce Board, Court Security, Bikeways Committee, just kind of an odd, that's kind of a standalone. Housing Community Development Council, Emergency Food and Shelter. Should Emergency Board go along with the Emergency Management Board?
Food and Shelter, maybe. We can do that.
I'm thinking if you're, you know, that's one of the things I think they try to include that in their course out at Rogue Community College is where you're going to get the food and shelter and on that emergency, it all kind of goes into that. So we want to move emergency food and shelter over to emergency board. Specific transport advisory committee, I'll take all transportation, which is RV Act, the MPO, Rogue Valley COG, and Risk Assessment Committee.
Yep.
Library Board of Trustees.
I don't know what the Risk Assessment Committee is.
That Risk Assessment is something that falls under HR usually. I'm curious as far as is it an individual?
Chairs.
Yeah, okay.
Chair.
So we want to move that?
Yeah.
We're moving Risk Assessment?
To chair. So I wonder if that one should come down here.
No, it'll just move.
Just move it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The rest is RVCOG, MPO, and RV Act. That's mostly transportation. RVCOG goes along with those because they staff both the MPO and work in conjunction.
They're just about the same people in the room for MPO and RV Act.
This is the first time in 6 years that my outside agencies and committees is shorter than anybody else's. So far.
Well, we're not done here. Right?
Yeah. What I do should add that I have been appointed to the NACO Justice and Public Safety Committee.
That's great. So let's add that to yours.
And then I also was, there's two AOC committees that I've been placed on, and that's the Public Safety Committee as well as the Subcommittee on Resilient Counties.
Great. We don't list those unless you have a leadership position
at
AOC. Because you really, there isn't an assignment to AOC committees unless you're in leadership. Everybody, anybody who shows up is on the committee. Yeah. And I didn't learn that for like a year and a half, 2 years. I thought, well, I don't need to go because I'm not on the committee. No, you go to any committee you want. You have to go to the ones you're in leadership positions for. So we can go through mine. AOC Public Lands, I'm the chair now. And
congratulations.
I'm a co-chair. That's Roberts from the east side is co-chairing with me. I'm on the legislative committee as a co-chair, ONC executive, still vice president, Oregon Forest Trust Lands. That's a liaisonship that I'm going to probably keep. But I want to, all of these I would love to have like a transition person that is interested, and we can do that over time. Parks Advisory Board, that sounds good. U.S. Forest Service, BLM, Forestry Committee, Mining Committee, Dimmick Campus Redevelopment. I think that's how we should. Could be too long. NACO Public Lands, Rural Planning Commission as part of the community development, and then Charter Communications and PEG. I'm not sure about that one, but it's pretty low.
I was told it doesn't have anything happen on it, so I figured I can toss it to you.
Fairly resolved.
Yeah.
We've got a budget for the next, and a contract for the next 10 years.
That's part of why I was tossing it to you, because I didn't think you'd have to do anything with it.
Unless there's a hitch in their service.
Yeah, and I was negotiating that contract for 5 years with Mr. Garber, so I'm pretty well versed in all of that.
The only one I'd have concern with is maybe Frontier and Cave Junction.
Yeah.
But that's a different issue.
That's a different issue. Full board, outside agencies, committees, chair, obviously, it will always go to the 4-H Extension Board and the 4-H Board.
I noticed your wall of
two boards.
Bragging outside your office.
There's like three more that I haven't gotten framed.
All right.
I haven't gotten framed yet.
What do you do with a sheep that you purchase?
I donated the sheep.
Okay.
I kept the goat.
Okay.
Kept the goat.
Sorry to interrupt for that.
Not at all. Full board, chair, liaison, finance, and human resources, budget officer, finance, and elected officials' compensation. That reports directly to JJ. We could. It doesn't go to the chair. We can take that one off. Actually, it does not come to the chair.
So essentially, that section is going to just have JJ and Arthur with budget, finance, risk management.
Yeah, and I think we can probably take these ones if they do report to the chair and the full board, bring them up.
Move them up, yeah.
Everything else. Same thing with BCC staff. Looks good. We'll get a revised version and then we'll do final edits and just,
okay.
It's just a thumbs up. It's nothing that we approve formally and it can change. So if you find out that you don't want RVCOG, too bad.
It means you're going to be driving to Medford a lot.
But anything we need to change throughout the year, you're feel free to propose to do that.
I think it's important that we feel comfortable in what we're working with and that the people in the department feel comfortable working with us. That's probably more important than the workload, I think.
I need approval to travel to the NACO legislative meeting in D.C. So if you travel within the state, you don't need approval from the board to do that. But if you travel outside of the state, you do. You need formal approval by the board prior to making a reservation, a plane, ticket, whatever, and making the trip. Previous boards have not abided by that, and it's not necessarily an authoritative thing. It's really just that we understand and endorse the idea that, yes, you're doing that on behalf of the board. You kind of have to check in.
Is this the February or March?
February,
and then they have their
annual meeting
in March. Are you going to that as well?
I've never been to an annual meeting as a commissioner. I've been to one when I was working for electric cooperatives. The real need of what they accomplish for me, unless you have a specific platform issue that you're trying to get through the resolutions process, they don't address NACO resolutions at the legislative meeting other than to advocate for them on Capitol Hill. If you had a different something through your committee membership that you wanted to have a national advocacy effort for, we can discuss that. That's what you go through the annual meeting to propose a resolution instead.
What do you...
I can get you in touch with Matt Chase, who's the director.
Okay. And, yeah, that's something I have to learn still, what that role will be
all
and what they're...
All those things we can... Happy to discuss when you want to.
But obviously our public safety...
What are the dates in February?
February 24th through March 1st, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm pretty sure that's pretty close.
And you're going for what purpose?
I'm going on natural resource issues, and it will be very similar to what I did in November, going back to D.C. through ONC, but laying the land, getting a lay of the land for, we have committee appointments now, and we're going to be pushing forest management legislative reform. And we've got a package that we're working on right now, ONC is, on behalf of the 18 counties, and... So moving forward with that effort. I expect the ONC Executive Committee has made a commitment, maybe not all four of us, or excuse me, three of us, going back quarterly to D.C. this next year and putting shoe leather down in the Capitol Hill offices and moving something. So
I think that's important because if you talk to the folks back in D.C., they think the current plan is exactly what we want out here.
And there are people back there that think that.
And if you're not there to say, oh, that, you know, I'm from Oregon, I live there, and this is what we're interested in. Because they just think, you know, we just want to preserve everything out here.
Well, the agencies are back there, and they're saying this is, you know, best thing since what Jim Frick would say, it's gun hunting. It is not, and it's nowhere close. Hence, we're litigating on the issue. So. I think I didn't go last year. The issues weren't ripe, and nothing was really going to move. And this year, the potential for something.
With a new administration, I think it's key.
So
I would make a motion to endorse your trip.
I think we can just go with the thumbs up, but yeah. I'm happy to take a motion. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
None. Good luck.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. I'll work on getting those plane reservations. We've got a decent travel budget because I've been the person who's been doing most of the traveling for the last 4 years, and I didn't do a whole lot last year. That just the issues weren't moving either at the state or federal level with the transition of the governor and the president being in his last year. So
I am honestly hopeful for what we can get done and looking forward to maybe reversing some of the damage we've done with the mining restrictions as well as the forestry and the monuments that have created. But so, yes, be effective.
I'm going to. It's amazing. It's not my first rodeo back in D.C. I spent 6 years back there. When I met the new director of NACO, we had worked together when he was the director of the National Association of Developing Organizations, NATO, and his legislative director, Ms. Cox, and I, we've known each other for a long time. So those connections are really invaluable, in my opinion. You're not walking in and saying, you know, you're just a novice commissioner from Oregon. No, I know the halls just right. as well as anybody. So it's amazing. I had no idea I knew as many people were still working back there. Mm-hmm. But they're not interns. They're not low-level staffers anymore. It's amazing. They're chiefs of staff, running organizations, directors. You know, they're my age, but they're the people who are running this country. And it's amazing how many people I still know, you know. There wasn't a hallway that I went into that I didn't say, hey, I didn't know you were still here, and it's crazy.
On Survivor, they call that alliances.
Yeah.
And they finally come to the finals.
Yeah.
Four on the island, and you might have something there.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well,
can I bring up the on-call schedule?
Yeah.
I'm fine being on call next week. I just want to make sure that I have the phone numbers that we need and all that kind of stuff. But as far as looking at these schedules, I know there is a week in February that Dan needs to be gone. And so how do we deal with if we know we have travel? For instance, one thing that should be brought up now is both Dan and I are signed up to do County College. County College is something that the Oregon Association of Counties, along with Oregon State University, has created to for department heads, commissioners, whatever, but
elected
officials to basically get a college certificate in county administration.
Right.
And it's also a great time to network with other counties and also just furthering our cause where we're at. But they encourage you to do this your first year. Dan and I are both signed up, which means there's going to be some travel times that we may both be gone.
Yep.
Which will be interesting that we'll caravan down the freeway, I guess, or eventually see each other in class. But
I don't have a problem with commissioners riding together. I think that makes sense. We actually encourage that with staff. Discourage people taking
our travel policy requires it, but I didn't
it's
know how it does
for
us.
Officials. Yeah. It's at their discretion. Okay. And so I don't have a problem with it. So the open public meeting law, a lot of citizens think it's for them. I don't believe that that's exactly the end of why that policy is put in place, because there's three of us. And the last thing that anybody wants as a commissioner is for two commissioners to come to a meeting and have something decided. And
predetermined.
This has happened for a while. And it's 100% inappropriate, you know, and you need to deliberate. If you've done it outside of this, it's evident. It certainly is to the commissioner that wasn't part of that discussion. And that's not kind. It's not right. And so I just, you know, if you are going to travel together, I encourage you to just talk about things that are not matters of county importance.
Nice cow.
I can tell you that Dan and I are quite capable of talking about anything under the moon for hours.
Yeah.
And I've learned more about the Navy than in some of those discussions. But at the same time, I also want to be very intentional to avoid appearance of evil, essentially. Statement of impropriety. But there may be times that we have to if you're going to see a meeting. But I think we'll take that as each there's several meetings. We'll make sure that we coordinate and let you know as far as when those meetings are.
Yeah.
The first one is actually that calendar is out of date, so I keep looking at it to give me information.
I just have to take it down.
No, it's okay. I just
okay.
I can do it.
So the first weekend is actually a Thursday through Saturday, January 19th through 21st. So it's coming up in 2 weeks. So I'll make sure that we try to get that on the calendar.
Tomorrow's meeting, let's talk about schedules. We used to do this as a board. We haven't done it for probably the last 4 years, but I think it's really, it's nice to know when somebody's going to be out. So vacations is something we can map out for the year. And who's going to be attending what meetings so that we can coordinate if we want to.
Okay.
You don't have to, but if you feel like you want to. Also talking about things of how we do reimbursements for our trips. I discourage the reimbursing for per meal costs. It's much cleaner to me. I don't care what you spent your money on. We are going to give you, this is all we're going to give you for the meals that you did incur. If you were given a meal at an AOC meeting or something, we're not going to reimburse you for that. Unless you were at a separate meeting where it required that you had lunch being at that or breakfast or something like that. That's different. So I think we did really well with that for the AOC conference. We probably got all that ironed out. Mileage is reimbursed both ways. We used to do it just one way. We don't typically reimburse for in-town travel, but if you're going to Medford, certainly reimbursing for that. I believe if you're going to Cave Junction, that's a commute. There are other counties, our neighboring counties provide a stipend. Douglas County's is $500 a month, or you're provided a car. We used to do cars when we had reduced the fleet for the sheriff. I'm not inclined to do that anymore. We do have a Crown Vic that's sitting out there that's a retired sheriff's vehicle if it's necessary. But otherwise, it's your personal vehicle. We reimburse for outside of the Grants Pass city limits. And I don't know if we can talk about those, but that's the kind of adopted policy of the board right now.
Take your money ahead to do that than providing a car or a travel allowance.
It can get expensive depending on what level of depreciation that car is.
So, yeah, I have a car that I have specifically for low mileage. It's not necessarily going to be great at ice and that kind of stuff. So if I needed to go to Cave Junction today, I might call, you know, a department and say, how do you get me there? Because my car is not going to make it, you know, that kind of thing. But, and I don't think the Crown Vic would be any better. So that's the only thing that I would be concerned about is having a vehicle that could reach our rural areas if we need be in a time that...
yeah, that's true.
So if you know, my preference would be if we had a vehicle on standby, that it'd be one that have either all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive option, something that we could reach Williams, Wolf Creek, Cave Junction.
Something to consider. We'll look into the fleet and I'll look into that.
Okay. But for out of town and all that, I'm happy to use my own car. And it's actually cheaper for us to use our own vehicles to the county than it is for us to have a vehicle that we're using and paying mileage. So
it all depends on what level of depreciation we're at. So
yeah,
we're
that's
true. Both ways now.
Oh, that's
that equation.
That's true. I'm used to the one way.
Yeah. When you're so understanding the responsibility and role of a liaison, it's gone the gamut. My understanding, and it can change, is that you're supposed to be a sounding board for that manager and carry the specific direction that the board has agreed upon. It isn't to either micromanage or change policy. Your authority to sign contracts is up to $50,000 on stuff that's already been approved by the board that's in the budget. You may know these things, but Dan may not. There's a whole host of policies in there. What I would suggest is, because we can't interact on a moment-by-moment basis, I started a list when I first got here, and Dwight was the senior commissioner that I would go to. And so the general discussion, you have to wait a little while, or you can talk to the ladies in the office, legal counsel and finance, they're available for stuff. They may not know all of the stuff of like what the board's idea of a liaison responsibility is, so... That's something we just have to agree upon as saying,
okay.
I think that's, you know.
One thing that I would be interested in developing is an opportunity for more of a as we do evaluations on managers, mm-hmm. I'd like it to be more than just our interaction with that manager, an opportunity to develop a questionnaire, maybe for employees that they supervise, mm-hmm. for the public as whole, so we can get perspective from more than just our observations, and in a way that my goal for evaluations is that they be goal-driven, positive outcomes that we are acknowledging.
And they're an accurate reflection of the managerial qualities of that person. And I'll be frank, I don't really do them that much anymore because I have no idea. My outcomes are you within budget? Are you doing your performances of your programs? You know, things are going just fine. And that's something I think HR would be happy to work with this board on, because we've really not done an accurate job, in my opinion, of capturing what the managers are doing. I think they're doing a good job. There's only a few that I think that are still struggling with different things, and that I'm probably pretty aware of those, but, you know, we could work on over time.
When is the best opportunity to have those discussions?
We cannot discuss the performance of a staff without the opportunity for them to be here, and you can do that in executive session, but they have to be invited into those discussions. So as a board, we can't start saying, you know, I'll use JJ because he's in the room. You know, that HR manager is really fallen short on a couple of different items, and we need to discuss a possibility of figuring out a way to get him on a plan of assistance or improve mm-hmm. his performance. That right there, we need to invite JJ in order to be able to talk about it. We could talk about it in the public. I don't know that that's the best interest of the county and the staff and morale and all those other things.
No.
Talking about it needs to happen, though. I completely agree.
I think those discussions need to be happen. I think we have to be able to have open discussion with our managers, mm-hmm. Because the goal also is to be the outcome of what's best for the county. So if we need to give better support so they can do their job better, or if we need not necessarily corrective, but plans to get there, I don't think we should shy away from. We're in a unique spot that we're the administrators. We have to have time to do our administrative functions. So evaluations aren't fun, but I want them to be informed, and I want them to be able to be meaningful and effective.
Well, the evaluation form that we have now is different than when I took office, and Mr. Schofield's done a good job of trying to integrate opportunities for us to do a meaningful evaluation and approach. And I think we've made good strides in doing that. I think Sarah, his predecessor, worked on that as well. Something we inherited and was refined and tweaked over time. And happy to do more of that. So let's set that up for an opportunity for the board to address how those evaluations are done and ways to improve.
I think with two new commissioners on board, too, it's an opportunity to get a feel for expectation.
Uh-huh.
You know, what do the two new commissioners, where's their expectation level? I think that's important to department heads to know where do you want me to be?
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to expect me to be so I can try to achieve that goal and not fall short?
I don't think there's a manager that can't perform to the level of our expectations.
Better.
We just need to provide those. And I don't think we really have done that as a board in the past. So.
And if we're not clear about our communication, then the expectation can't be, you know.
Yeah.
So we have a good staff, so we just have to give clear direction.
I'm really excited to have you two. You seem eager and willing to bite into this task, this job. It is not easy, and it shouldn't be, because if it were easy, everybody would do it. It's challenging, but you got to lean into it. And if you give 110%, I will be right there matching your 110% every day of the week. So if you have questions, feel free. I think jotting them down makes a lot of sense. The ladies are very well versed in this. Terry's been here a long time. She's seen a lot. So
we both need to be added to the BCC email.
You should be already.
How long?
For the BCC email.
Yeah, so if someone from the public sends to the BCC.
We open that mail
up. It doesn't
come
to us. It comes to her.
Got it. Okay, I wasn't aware of that. My only experience was the city council mayor email, and that just automatically had a distribution list that we all received it. And we would know not to reply all kind of thing to not have a daisy chain. But
yeah.
I had someone from the public email my personal email saying we had sent this to BCC, didn't know if you got it. And so I didn't know how that
You'll
worked.
Get it in the read file, and it's a process we can refine. But
okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you need correspondence directly to you, is the best way to go.
Okay.
So for Friday's assignment of the general discussion, keeping it somewhat short, I'd like to start with a little bit of a goal discussion of the full board, not maybe specifics of departments, but things you guys, you got elected on a platform of doing something and improving. I'd like to hear more about what it is, the three items that you would like to do. And I think limiting it to less than five, you know, you could probably fill a page. But if we all bring five, we've got 15, we refine that to 10, we've got a good group, good list. I don't want to keep rehashing the past, but there have been commissioners in the past that didn't bring anything to the table as far as something they had is their personal goal. We're all individuals here. We work as a team, but we're individuals bringing what we think should happen here, and I think that's important. It shouldn't just be my list, because at the end of the year when we review the list, and yeah, we accomplished six or seven of those 9 or 10 things, those are my things that I worked on. I want us all to have those kinds of opportunities to say, no, those are the things I worked on, and we got it together, full board support, but yeah, that's the way I see a successful board moving forward. We each kind of go in our separate directions endorsed by the group, but we should be working on different things. So that's a good. Anything else we need to discuss in front?
Nope.
Right?
Have homework.
Yeah. And the land use.
And then if there's any known dates that we can update on the on-call tomorrow, so.
On-call or just general schedule throughout the year?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Perfectly.
Well, my February thing is February 9th and 10th, or the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be back Sunday.
Cool. I like to start meetings as punctual as possible. I have been late, I think, to probably 5.
And I'm 0 for 2 today, so I will work on that.
Okay. It's just I think it's a reflection of respect to the other people who do show up on time. And so that's all it means to me. Stuff happens. That's not a big deal. Routine being, I will start if there's a quorum when it's the time to start, and so you'll show up, you'll get there when you get there, or let us know. That's really helpful if you're going to be a few minutes.
I scraped my windows this morning, and it was to no avail.
Yeah,
I got in my car and scraped the inside.
Yeah,
and I still couldn't see out the window. Went inside, created a alcohol water solution to spray my windshield to try to see. It was all I could do to get her on. Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Could not get my windshield clear.
I was really thankful for the delay this morning because I would have been late. I would have been late because it took me over a half an hour just to get into the car. So
I went out in the garage.
Oh, right.
Opened the door.
Fired it up.
It was already warm.
Evil man.
Excellent. Well, nothing further. Really appreciate it.
I'm hopeful for this year.
It's going to be great.
I am. I think one of the main things is trust. That I think, you mentioned that, two people riding in a car. I think all three of us need to do everything possible to not violate that trust.
Yep.
I did go to the Franklin, or to the Stephen Covey Speed of Trust seminar up here at the Arts. I was quite moved by that. And I want to make sure that those policies extend into our relationship over the next 4 years or whatever.
That might be a good one for our goals tomorrow. For me, attending that, I bought a book for each of my department managers or internal division supervisors because I wanted us to be the example of servanthood, like you said today. I appreciate that's where we're coming from. I think that's something that we could potentially, with our managers, be pursuing, but that's something we can talk about tomorrow as well.
Definitely.
It was very, very. I thought it was a good seminar all the way around. I had my reservations going in, but I always try to take something away from. If I'm going to spend my time, I'm going to get a takeaway.
Yeah.
And I got a lot out of that.
That's great.
So,
it doesn't mean that you can't change your opinion. You just have to express maybe why. And I think there was an opportunity that the previous board. Where we had a challenging issue, and we're going to have a couple challenging issues all from the get-go. I like to talk about why I got to an opinion rather than just saying no.
Well, Dan and I are both shy. We won't ever say anything.
Right? So I think this is going to be really good. I'm optimistic. Anything further?
No, we have our 1 o'clock next door.
1 o'clock next door.
Is there any information that we can be
There's
reading?
There's a folder in your inbox.
Okay.
So the other thing is, on that, it's really important, as when you've got that in your hands, that's really the beginning of the proceedings for a land use issue. You can talk to people about land use issues that have not been filed as an application or something, but after they file an application, it's always best to say there's going to be a time for that, and you're going to be able to express all the opinion you want on that issue. But right now, it's borderline that ex parte. Ex parte means that you're going to be doing something, having a decision, and somehow your perspective is changing without the whole picture. And so,
lopsided.
Try not to tell people, well, this is what I'm going to do, because you really shouldn't know what you're going to do at that point. Shouldn't have predetermined ideas. So try to not talk to people about land use issues is what I recommend.
One more calendar question before we leave. When I first was council president, at the time, the city and the county participated in a monthly administrative meeting here or there each month, where it was the city manager, assistant city manager, mayor, council president, the full board, and I don't remember who else, but we basically had communication of how the city and the county, any projects we needed to do. Is there any current meetings similar to that? Is there any current communication going between the two?
I remember that there was the chair would meet with that group, not a quorum of the city council, just the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do that when I was the chair. A year ago, I guess it was, or 2 years. I don't know.
It did
more. Even the chair.
From my first year to second year, it did change.
Yeah.
We stopped doing those meetings.
I would love to do something again.
We have it quarterly with
the full council,
the mayor. Just the mayor, Aaron Kubik, and council president.
Okay.
Let's talk about that tomorrow. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Interfacing with these kind of groups. With nothing further. The court is adjourned at 12:07.